Podcasting from Dallas, Texas, I am Shireen, and this is the Yumlish Podcast. Yumlish empowers people with chronic conditions like type 2 diabetes and heart disease to take charge of their health through diet. And this podcast is created to amplify the voices of patients, health professionals, employers, and community members who are working to reduce the risk of these chronic diseases and put your health first.
Registered dietitian Madeline Vasquez talks to us about her journey into nutrition with a specific focus on diabetes care, how she is closing gaps within nutrition and eliminating stigmas around diabetes within the Latino community, and how she works to simplify education and related information regarding diabetes so it doesn't feel as overwhelming. Stay tuned.
Madeline Vasquez is a registered dietitian, and she has a master's in nutrition and dietetics. She's currently working as a dietitian providing nutrition and diabetes education to those living with diabetes, and she works to provide evidence-based nutrition while allowing her patients to fully understand how food impacts blood sugars differently. Welcome, Madeline.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, absolute pleasure, Madeline. So I want to dive right in, and I want to talk first about what led you to work in nutrition with this specific focus on diabetes care.
So my passion for diabetes and nutrition overall started and is very deeply rooted within my family. And it started when I realized that my grandmother was battling with diabetes for a very long time. So she had diabetes, and unfortunately, because of her diabetes, she passed away. And it just felt, it was very devastating, but in a way, it sparked the light for my career and also my passion now, where I wanted to impact those living with diabetes, but also my family members that are currently dealing with the diagnosis as well.
Mm-hmm. How has that manifested? And now with you, working within nutrition and dietetics, how have you sort of taken that into your family and provided nutritional care to them?
It's amazing to see how it's all come together, because I feel that I can provide resources and education to my family members. You know, I have a very close uncle that I guide him and support him through the process of his diagnosis, and he knows that he can reach out for anything. And, you know, he's the cutest thing, because he's always sending me pictures of his blood glucose, and he's always sending me pictures of what he's eating. And if he buys new products, he'll send me pictures of it. And he just wants to have my input on what he's doing, because he knows that I'm currently working in the field, and we all know that having a support system while, you know, living with diabetes is very important, and it does make a difference. So I always emphasize that to him, and I let him know whenever you need anything, just reach out. And I always try to reinforce to him that it's about progression and not perfection, because I know that that can be something that is common within the diabetes community, that they're always aiming for the perfect blood sugar numbers. And I always tell him, take it day by day, think about where you used to be and now where you are. You know, you're in great, perfect health condition, and your blood sugars are where we want them to be, but don't worry if you're having those off days, because that's bound to happen and no day is going to be perfect. So I always try to be as encouraging as possible, because I know that it makes a difference and they want to hear those things continuously.
Now, your mission is to really close gaps in nutrition. What does that really mean for you?
I think that when I say the phrase closing nutrition gaps, I really take it to heart. And I also see it, how it affects the communities around me. And I see it through my work. I see it through my family members, as I mentioned, how there is a gap. There's a nutrition gap. And my passion is to help close that and help bring clarity to those that may be struggling with a new diagnosis or even have no idea of what nutrition is, because there's a lot of misconceptions within the nutrition community, not only the diabetes community, but just nutrition community overall.
And then, specifically, you've mentioned or you've talked about in the past about how people are told to eliminate certain foods altogether from their diet, right? How have you sort of taken that approach in providing nutrition therapy and guiding people to modify their diet?
So I love that you brought this question up, because I think that I always try to emphasize that in my platform and also when I'm working one-on-one with patients, because there is a lot of, you know, misinformation about how to manage diabetes. And that's the first thing that people hear when they're newly diagnosed and they come to me and they have this fear of, I don't know what to eat. I was told, or I read, that I have to eliminate carbohydrates. And I always make it a point to specify to my patients that we use carbohydrates as our main source of energy, and we don't need to eliminate those carbohydrates despite a diagnosis of diabetes.
Interesting. What are some negative stigmas around diabetes that you see specifically in the Latino community?
I think that, you know, coming from a Latino background myself, because my family was born and raised, majority of my family was born and raised in the Dominican Republic, and there is a lot of stigma within the diabetes community. And I see that with not only what I hear my family members say, but also through my line of work. And those stigmas are currently rising and are linked to food. It's always linked to food. It's because you're overweight, it's because your diet isn't healthy, because you're eating too much sugar. So it's always tied to that without, you know, people gaining that understanding or having that understanding that ultimately there are many other factors that can play into living with diabetes. And it's not just tied to what you're eating and your weight.
And then what are some common ones that you see? What, and, you know, how has that, you know, how has that had an impact in health, in their own health?
I think that the biggest one that I see is the weight, most importantly, because every patient that I've worked with, they always tie it to weight, and they always find that if they lose weight, it's going to solve the diagnoses.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen with, you know, and I can only speak based on my experiences with my patients. And I've seen patients that will lose weight, but the A1C doesn't change.
Mm-hmm. So they have these. And no, please go ahead.
So it's very important to highlight this. And when I sit with patients, I let them know that, you know, family history does play a huge role, and that although you have a quote unquote healthy lifestyle, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to be diagnosed with diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the things on your Instagram is you make these very simple, easy to understand posts and infographics around diabetes. Why did you take this approach? What kind of response have you received from that?
So I love that you bring this up, because my diabetes page was, and it is currently, a passion project of mine. It really resembles the passion that I have for not just food, but nutrition and diabetes and culture overall. And it's like you mentioned in the beginning, just trying to merge and close those gaps and bridges within the diabetes community. And I just, when I create my content, I try to create it in a way that it's going to be simple and easy to understand, but also bring ease to my followers, because mm-hmm. I know that whatever I'm posting is going to help better someone's day, or is going to be information that someone didn't know or maybe read and misunderstood. And now I can help bring clarity and direction to their overall life. And mm-hmm. that's how I see the page and I view the page. And it's amazing just to see the feedback that I've gotten, because every day when I post something, I can see the engagement. I can see people really benefiting from the information. And I get wonderful messages and DMs from my followers just encouraging me and letting me know, like, wow, your page is really making a difference. And I appreciate the work that you're doing. And you don't believe the ease that you're bringing to my day-to-day life, because I've been struggling with, you know, diabetes, but also the food component of it. So it's come together very nicely, and I'm so happy that I started the page, and I'm so happy that those that encourage me continue to encourage me and to push me towards that direction, because it's mm-hmm. it's really making a difference for so many.
Mm-hmm. And then what I also see, I guess, when I look at the, you know, at the Instagram pages, You're making it, you know, you're disseminating this information. You're making very, very bite-sized, easy to digest, if you will, bits of information. So it doesn't get as overwhelming. It is, it is something that you feel like, okay, yeah, I can do this. I can make the small change, or I can, take the small step. So I know from my, from my own vantage point, I see this as being very, very helpful to the people that have diabetes, especially those with specific concerns around blood sugar, around managing diabetes. One of the other things I want to talk to you about is, and again, just going back to the point for diabetes and then specifically within the Latino community, is we talked just a little bit ago about certain stigmas, right? The flip side to that is sort of putting your health on the back burner, getting mm-hmm. so caught up in the day-to-day to where you don't even know that you have diabetes. Do you notice a lot of that? And what do you tell someone to empower them in their care?
So I think that in regards to the stigmas and just diabetes overall, my approach is always to empower the patient. And I always make it very clear, and I try to take it step by step with the patient, and I try to inform them of what diabetes is. I try to inform them of what the disease consists of, but also what are those other resources that they can acquire to be successful at managing their diabetes. Because I always emphasize that to my patients, you have more control than what you think, you know? And I always try to guide them in that direction and let them know, like, listen, despite your diagnosis, you can still live a healthy life. You just have to be open to modification. And that's where I, you know, go into the food aspect, because I feel like that's where the missing link is. Just understanding food and the fundamentals of food. And I try to tie it to culture and food preparation. So I always try to empower my patient and show them, like, you can still eat your traditional cultural foods, but how can we modify this? How can we, you know, make it in a way that we're adding more to your meals and we're adding those foods that are going to help improve those blood sugars? So I think that when I present it to patients in that way, it brings a lot more ease and it allows them to see, oh, I can still eat rice and beans, but now I can modify my portion and also add vegetables to it and healthy fats and know that my blood sugars are still going to be where they should be. And I don't have that stress that I have to avoid eating the foods that I typically eat. Because that's usually the stigma, you know, I have to stop eating the rice, the beans, potatoes, the pasta, foods like that. And those are the common ones that I hear when I work with patients. And it really breaks my heart when patients feel like they have to fear food, because we know that food represents so much more than, you know, health. It brings people together. We share it for special occasions. So imagine that being ripped away from you because you are diagnosed with diabetes. And that's what I want to avoid my patients from feeling.
On that note, Madeline, we're toward the end of the episode, unfortunately. With that, I'd love for listeners to learn more about and stay connected with your work. How can they do that? How can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. So they can reach me at my Instagram page, diabetes.rd.
Okay, that sounds great. And what we'll do is we'll link to that in our show notes so that folks can easily find it. All right. So with that, thank you so very much for your time, Madeline. Truly appreciate it and appreciate your perspective to making nutrition therapy more relevant and something that is not as overwhelming as it can seem otherwise. So really appreciate your time for this and looking forward to staying connected with you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great, and I really hope that this can bring insight to your listeners and that it's a breath of fresh air and they're able to see that they can still live a healthy life despite their diagnosis.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So find Yumlish on all the social media accounts linked in our podcast show notes. Our Yumlish socials help you learn more about our mission at Yumlish, keep you updated on helpful tips for managing your diabetes, and giving you access to exciting opportunities with Yumlish. With that, to our listeners in Texas, Yemlish will be running a diabetes management course here in the Dallas region. If you are interested, email us at info@yemlish.com and we'll connect you over to that. Lastly, if you enjoy Yemlish podcast and know a healthcare expert working in the nutrition space, reach out to us on Instagram to nominate them. Send us a DM telling us who you want to nominate, what they do, and why you believe their work is making a difference in the lives of individuals to conquer chronic illness. Thank you again. Until next time, stay well.
Thank you for listening to the Yemlish podcast with Shireen. If you like our show and want to learn more, you can find information at yemlish.com. You can also leave us a review here. We will see you at the next one. And remember, your health always comes first.